I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in, and it's time for another Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon Netcast. We're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. I'm glad you could join us today. I'm in the midst of a holiday season with New Year's coming up, let's see, tomorrow as I record this, and Christmas just having been moments ago. Okay, a couple days ago. Anyway, lots of cool stuff happening. Not the least of which is I got a brand new camera right there that's shooting my face. Ha ha! And it is the Logitech C910 camera. And it's very, very cool. Notice how clear. See, look at all the little individual hairs in the beard. Cool. Also, check out the fingers. They don't like blur around and everything. Isn't that neat? You're going, I don't care. Well, I do, because it's all techie, and I'm all about the tech. Yeah. One day, I'm going to do a netcast on how I do a netcast. Yeah, hang around for that one. I'm going to talk about all the software, I'm going to talk about the hardware, I'm going to talk about the lighting. You didn't know I had lighting, did you? Check this out. A light. Yeah. You're going, it's crazy. Well, maybe just a little. But it makes it fun, doesn't it? Anyway, there's lots of stuff happening. Oh, the other thing, notice, no microphone. You know, playing without a net, well, I'm playing without a mic. Not really, no. The mics are built right into the webcam. Two of them, so I'm in stereo. Actually, it does a little noise cancellation thing with the mics, and that's pretty cool. So, and the quality is pretty doggone good. Yeah. So, there you go. Cool stuff. Anyway, I have an abbreviated netcast this week, and I didn't even have one Saturday, so this is kind of a midweek, well, toward the end of a middle of the week kind of a netcast. I'm doing it on a Thursday, and I'm off work, which I like. Anyway, let's see. Things that are happening. First of all, you have to go to the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.cc, drbill.cc, which, of course, as you know, stands for Computer Curmudgeon. Yes. And so you can go to that blog and you can check out what I have written about recently. Let's take a look. The first item that I want to bring up, I just had to blog about because it was so bizarre. And that is, a geneticist wants to create Mickey Mouse. What? He genetically engineered a mouse that sings. That was the real headline of the article. Singing mouse made with genetic modification. However, it's more of a tweeting. It's kind of like a bird. But a mouse that sounds like a bird, that's odd in and of itself. But what I found really, really strange was in the article, at the end of the article, they asked the geneticist, why are you creating a mouse that sings? He says, well, I study language and I'm really interested in such things, and what I really want to do, he said, it may sound a little strange, but what I really want to do is create a mouse that sounds like Mickey Mouse. Yes. I think all of his elevators don't go to the top, if you know what I mean. Just a few fries short of a Happy Meal. Anyway, so I just had to blog about that one. That one's pretty weird. The next one is more of a techier nature in terms of computing, which, of course, is my area. Computing. And that is that Intel says that a 1,000-core CPU is possible. What? I mean, I've got this notebook that I'm recording the netcast on right now is a dual core. That's two. And of course, we have quad cores. That's four. And we've got some servers that are eight core. That's eight. They're talking about 1,000 cores on a CPU. I mean, it just boggles the mind to think about. As long as the software can handle it. I mean, you know, if the software can handle 1,000 CPUs chugging away on the stuff that it's having to deal with, I am all for it because, man, 1,000 CPUs. Can you imagine how much video you could render with 1,000 CPU, you know, 1,000 core CPU? Dude. Anyway, you can tell I get bored when I have to render the video. I mean, what are you going to do? You're just sitting there watching a little bar slowly go across the screen. Anyway, but it's worth it to have netcasts like this. Now, the other thing is, since this is an abbreviated netcast, I must say, there is no Geek Software of the Week. No drum roll. There's a real benefit in not having a Geek Software of the Week. Anyway, I actually found one that I may do next time. And I thought about doing it this time, but I'd already planned not to do one. So now, I don't know what to do except not do one, which was what my original plan was, so we won't. Anyway, so there you go. So now here's what you got to do. You got to have a very happy New Year's. You must do this for me. Okay? And join me next time, which the next time you join me, it will be 2011. How weird is that? I mean, I'm not used to it being 2010 yet, and it's 2010 is just about gone. It'll be gone tomorrow. Shows you how well I keep up. But anyway, it'll be 2011. What are you going to do? Except enjoy your tech. So until next time, the Doctor is out of here.